The legacy of one of New Jersey's most prominent Latino politicians is on the line. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez goes on trial for corruption tomorrow. The Democrat and his friend Solomon Melgen face a slew of bribery and fraud charges over an alleged scheme to trade lavish gifts for political favors. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it's been a major public stumble for a man who began his career by standing up to political corruption.
In 1981, Menendez testified against his political mentor, William Musto, who was mayor of Union City, the North Jersey town where Menendez grew up. Musto was on trial for bribery charges and had connections to organized crime. Menendez recounted the story at a press conference after his own indictment in 2015.
I received death threats. I wore a bulletproof vest for a month. That's how I began my career in public service, and this is not how my career is going to end. Yeah!
But now the two-term senator is finding himself the target of a corruption probe. He's facing 12 counts of federal conspiracy, bribery, and fraud charges. Prosecutors at the Justice Department say he used his position in the Senate to benefit his friend, Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen. They claim Menendez tried to help Melgen sort out a shipping contract, secure immigrant visas for Melgen's girlfriends, and settle a multi-million-dollar Medicare billing dispute involving Melgen's ophthalmology practice. In exchange, prosecutors say Melgen flew Menendez around on his private jet, paid for trips to Paris and the Dominican Republic, and donated hundreds of thousands of dollars in political contributions. Menendez denies he broke the law.
They are dead wrong, and I am confident that they will be proven so.
Menendez has become a prominent figure in the Senate since moving to the upper house in 2006. He's on the banking and finance committees and was the first Latino to chair the Senate Foreign Relations Committee before stepping down in 2015 after his indictment. The Democrat was also an occasional thorn in the side to former President Obama, opposing the Iran nuclear deal and normalizing relations with Cuba.
In Washington, they say there are workhorses and show horses, and Bob Menendez's reputation in Washington, D.C. is he's a workhorse. He's the guy who reads the bill.
Donald Scarinci has been friends with Menendez for more than 40 years. He thinks the charges against his friend are insulting.
You know, Sal Melgen is one of his best friends for over 20 years. Sal Melgen's not a stranger. Sal Melgen's not some contributor or somebody that he met as a United States senator. He knew Sal Melgen long before he was a United States senator. Sal Melgen's a personal friend and happens to be a really nice guy.
It's not just Menendez's job on the line. It's also his legacy. Congressman Albio Ceres represents New Jersey's 8th District, just outside Manhattan.
I think he opened up a lot of doors for Hispanics. He was a great role model. Today, many of the people that are running for different offices in the area or in New Jersey, they can thank Bob Menendez for opening those doors.
Union City, where Menendez grew up and later became mayor, is in a part of North Jersey home to so many Cubans, it's been nicknamed Havana on the Hudson. On a recent afternoon, Union City resident Sergio Gonzalez and a dozen other Cuban men were playing dominoes in a park there.
Menendez is a nice person. What happened is there are many people who wanted to get rid of him. They're finished with him. He doesn't deserve this.
Gonzalez says Menendez helped him with his citizenship papers.
He's a good man, a man that has always done for Cubans and fought for Cubans. For my part, I wish him the best and that he gets out of the situation well, because really, he's always been a great man.
But Rutgers University political science professor Ross Baker says prosecutors have some strong evidence that Menendez crossed an ethical line. And Baker says that's nothing new in New Jersey, which has seen its share of public officials mixed up in corruption.
We have, unfortunately, a very melancholy history in terms of the rectitude of our public officials. And that really extends up to members of Congress.
And if he is convicted, Democrats have a lot to lose. If Menendez is found guilty and resigns sometime after January, New Jersey will have a new governor who may appoint a Democrat. But if the seat opens up before then, Republican Governor Chris Christie will get to pick the person who fills it. And since President Trump's push to scrap the Affordable Care Act failed by only one vote in the Senate, flipping Menendez's seat red could cripple Democratic efforts to block Trump's agenda going forward. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.